I'm John Oger with a Headin' West edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Jeff from Virginia Beach, Virginia writes, so Blaine Gabbert is out, huh? Coincidence? Conspiracy? Give us your take, Ozone. Well, Blaine Gabbert is out Sunday against Oakland, not because of how he played Sunday, but because of a laceration on his hand that required 15 stitches. More than that, there are places on the hand where he lost skin, and the doctors are worried about infection. So no conspiracy, just a serious laceration that would sideline pretty much anybody. Now, Tim from Section 111 in St. Augustine writes, with Gabbert's hand troubles, is there any mention of bringing in a veteran quarterback such as Vince Young, or dare I say, Tebow, to provide a little more competition? No. Jamie from St. Augustine, Florida writes, John, do you have the mental and physical toughness to be an NFL placeholder for Scobie? Scobie knows where to find me. Now, Tommy from Tallahassee, Florida writes, I challenge you to give me one positive from Sunday, just one. Well, offensively, there wasn't a lot good, but defensively, the Jaguars did play well at times. The pass rush must improve because there are quarterbacks who will take advantage of a lack of pressure, but the defense didn't allow a touchdown in the second half, and two other touchdowns came on drives of less than 30 yards. The defense played well enough to keep the team in the game had the offense functioned. Now, Adrian from Englewood, California writes, Luke Jokel? More like Luke Jokel. Well, clever. But Jokel played okay Sunday. He gave up a sack and four hurries against a very good pass rusher. It wasn't what will be expected from Jokel in the long haul, but for the first game, there's no reason to panic. Now, Kevin from Belzen, North Dakota writes, doesn't order fries with his burger to cut calories, but eats all of mine off my plate. Shattered. I know that guy. Now, Carl from Ponte Vedra writes, what can be done about the offensive line? It doesn't seem like the offense can do anything. Mojo, quarterback, whoever. Unless this gets fixed. Can it get fixed? Please say yes. Offensive line is a huge concern. When the team drafted Jokel, the theory was that would help the line and give a young offense time to function, whoever's playing quarterback. That theory didn't hold Sunday. Gabbert was sacked 6 times, hurried 11 times, and the Jaguars rushed for 71 yards. The Chiefs got way too much penetration, particularly on the interior. Continuity often can help an offensive line. Something needs to help up front, and soon. Now, Randy from Palatka, Florida writes, John, I read recently Miley Cyrus is in a cycle of doing things in a sad, desperate grab for attention. What about you, Ozone? Have you ever done anything in a sad, desperate grab for attention? I don't think so. Now, Marcus from Jacksonville writes, you say this team is in week one of the building process. Maybe so to the team, but to the fans, this is year 6 of the building process. Well, that's what's difficult. Gus Bradley and David Caldwell can't build this based on fans wanting to win now. That can keep things spiraling out of control entirely on bad season after bad season. You have to stick to your plan. There's no salve for frustrated fans, but that's the truth. Now, Zach from Valdosta, Georgia writes, I understand the Jaguars are staying 10 days out west. That's got to be tough on the family, but good for you, maybe. You must get treated pretty well for road trips, no? Well, no doubt on both fronts. The Jaguars play at Oakland Sunday, and after that, Ozone and the Jaguars will spend the week in sunny California before heading to Seattle. Now, while any road trip is daunting, a 10-day jaunt is particularly hard on family Ozone. I am in my household not just a fatherly leader, but a beacon of wisdom, strength, a patriarch, if you will. In anticipation of my absence is difficult on everyone. It's stressful for Rat Dog, emotionally taxing for the wife, and just plain rough on Junior Ozone. I love that kid like a son. Now, key to any road trip is a well-thought-out pack, emphasizing essentials. I am the master packer. But even if I wasn't, I'd be okay. Around Everbank, let's just say I'm beloved. And although I insist on being treated like just another employee, folks do go out of their way to let me know how they feel about me. The equipment staff, now they love the Ozone too. But I figure for a long trip like Oakland, it never hurts to grease the wheel just to make sure the week goes smoothly. A gift from the heart beats cash any day, I say. Yes, Zach, you're right. 10 days is a long time away from home. But considering my stature around here, well, let's just say I'm thinking that for the Ozone, this little jaunt to Cali is going to turn out pretty good.